se parió.
China in 2009, and I had the opportunity to welcome him to the Oval Office last year when he was still Vice President and a guest of Vice President Biden.
我非常高兴能够欢迎习主席再一次到美国来。我们第一次见面是我2009年访问中国期间，去年我曾经欢迎他到椭圆形办公室，当时他还是副主席，也是作为拜登副总统的客人。
I think some of you may know that President Xi is no stranger to the United States. He's remembered fondly in Iowa, where he once visited and stayed with a local family. And on his trip last year, he had a chance to come to California, including, I understand, going to a Lakers game, which I was very jealous of.
习主席对美国来说是并不陌生的，人们在 Iowa 对他有非常亲切的回忆。他曾经访问过那里，跟当地的家庭住在一起。去年在访问美国的期间，他会见了各行各业的美国人，而且在加利福尼亚的时候，他还有机会去观看湖人队的这个比赛。
Our decision to meet so early, I think, signifies the importance. It's important not only for the prosperity of our two countries and the security of our two countries, but it's also important for the Asia-Pacific region and important for the world.
习主席是三月份刚刚上任，我们决定在他的任期内这么早会见的时候，就是表明我们多么重视美中关系，对两国的繁荣和安全是很重要，也对亚太地区和全世界也是很重要的。
The importance of this relationship in some ways is reflected with the somewhat unusual setting that we are hosting the president in. Our thought was that we would have the opportunity for a more extended and more informal conversation in which we were able to share both our visions for our respective countries and how we can forge a new model of cooperation between countries based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
而且我们的关系的重要性从一方面就反映我们这一次非常不寻常的一种安排，因为我认为这样的一个会面给我们机会讨论范围广泛的问题，而且可以非正式的谈一谈介绍我们对两国的一些想法和愿景，怎么样能够构建一个新形式的基于互利和互相尊重的基础上的国与国之间的合作关系。
I think both of us agree that continuous and candid and constructive conversation and communication is critically important to shaping our relationship for years to come.
我想我们双方都一致认为，我们进行建设性的、坦诚的，这个会谈和今后的岁月形成两国关系是非常重要的。
And for my part, this will give me an opportunity to reiterate how the United States welcomes the continuing peaceful rise of China as a world power, and that in fact it is in the United States' interest that China continues on the path of success, because we believe that a peaceful and stable and prosperous China is not only good for Chinese, but also good for the world and for the United States.
而且这也会给我提供一个机会，可以重申，我们是非常欢迎，中国的继续的和平的崛起，作为一个世界的强国。而且我们认为中国继续走一个成功的道路上，是符合美国的利益，因为我们认为一个和平的、稳定的、繁荣的中国，不仅对中国有利，也对全世界，也对美国都有利。
Of course, as two of the largest economies in the world, we're going to have a healthy economic competition. But we also have a whole range of challenges on which we have to cooperate, from nuclear North Korea or North Korea's nuclear and missile programs to proliferation to issues like climate change.
当然，作为两个经济的大的经济体，我们一方面进行很健康的经济的竞争。那同时也会面临范围广泛的必须要合作的一些问题，比如说北朝鲜的各种核和导弹的项目，还有扩散问题，还有包括气候变化问题。
And the United States seeks an international economy, an international economic order where nations are playing by the same rules, where trade is free and fair, and where the United States and China work together to address issues like cybersecurity and the protection of intellectual property.
而且美国也寻求一个国际的经济、国际的经济秩序，就是各国遵循同样的一些规则，用贸易是公平的、自由的这样的一个规则。而且美中两国合作来应对像这个网络安全和知识产权保护的问题。
In addition to the strategic concerns that we share and the economic challenges that each of our countries face, I will continue to emphasize the importance of human rights. President Xi's spoken of a nation and a people that are committed to continuous self-improvement and progress, and history shows that upholding universal rights are ultimately a key to success and prosperity and justice for all nations.
同时，我们的一些共同的一些战略方面的关切，还有我们面临的一些经济的挑战，我还要继续讨论，而且我还要继续强调人权的重要性。习主席也提到了，作为一个国家，作为一个人民，他们要继续不断的自我改善，不断的取得进展。而且历史表明，这个捍卫人权是取得成功的一个关键因素，也是各国的繁荣和公正的所必要的。
So I want to again welcome President Xi to the United States. We're very glad that he's here. Inevitably, there are areas of tension between our two countries, but what I've learned over the last 4 years is both the Chinese people and the American people want a strong cooperative relationship, and that I think there's a strong recognition on the part of both President Xi and myself that it is very much in our interests to work together to meet the global challenges that we face, and I'm very much looking forward to this being a strong foundation for the kind of new model of cooperation that we can establish for years to come. So welcome, Bernie, and thank you very, very much.
高兴能够欢迎习主席到这里来，当然不可避免的，我们两国也会遇到一些问题的，但是我非常希望这四年。 中国人民和美国人民能够继续保持这种非常强有力的合作的关系，因为两国人民都希望这样子。而且，我想我们两个人，习主席和我本人，都是认为我们共同努力应对全球我们所面临的挑战是符合我们双方的利益。所以我非常期待通过这一次访问，能够打下一个很好的基础，为今后的岁月的这个新的一个合作的模式。
拿下一个好的基础，所以再一次非常感谢，非常高兴欢迎习主席。非常高兴见到尊敬的奥巴马总统。我们的会面比人们预期的提早了，因为按照这个人们预期呢，可能在圣彼得堡峰会的时候我们才能够见面。那么感谢总统先生的邀请。
Honorable President Obama, it's my great pleasure to meet you. We're meeting with each other earlier than people might have expected. They thought that we might have to wait until the St. Petersburg G20 summit to meet with each other. But here we are. I want to thank you for your invitation, and it's my great pleasure to meet you here at the Sonnenens Lee Annenberg Estate.
这个地方很好，是阳光之乡，而且距离太平洋很近，中国就在大洋彼岸。This
is a wonderful place, a place of sunshine, and it's very close to the Pacific Ocean, and on the other side of the ocean is China.
我上次访美的时候呢，讲过一句话，我说宽广的太平洋啊， 它有足够的空间来容纳中美两个大国。我现在呢依然是这样认为。When
I visited the United States last year, I stated that the vast Pacific Ocean has enough space for the two large countries of China and the United States. I still believe so.
今天在这里和总统先生的会晤呢，我们共同来呢规划中美关系的未来。 我们跨越太平洋的合作。
And Mr. President, we're meeting here today to chart the future of China-US relations and draw a blueprint for this relationship and continue our cooperation across the Pacific Ocean.
这是我们想起了40多年前，中美两国的领导人呢，可以说是以战略家的政治勇气和智慧，实现了跨越太平洋的握手，重新的开启了呢。 两国的这种交往的大门，那么40多年过去了，中美关系历经风雨，取得了历史性的进展。我们两国人民和各国人民从中呢，获得了巨大的利益。And
this reminds us of what happened over 40 years ago when the leaders of China and the United States, with the strategists' political courage and wisdom, realized a handshake across the Pacific Ocean and it reopened the door of exchanges between China and the United States. And in the more than 40 years since then, the China-US relationship has gone through winds and rains and made historical progress. And our two peoples and the people elsewhere in the world have reaped huge benefits from it.
当前我们两国关系又处于一个新的历史起点上，无论从我们两国经济的 各自经济的发展，到呢我们共同解决这个世界经济的稳步复苏。无论从我们共同来处理国际和地区问题的热点问题，还是我们来共同应对各种世界性挑战，中美呢拥有这个很大的利益汇合点，我们应该加强交流合作。
And at present, the China-US relationship has reached a new historical starting point. Our two countries have vast convergence of shared interests, from promoting our respective economic growth at home, to ensuring the stability of the global economy, from addressing international and regional hotspot issues, to dealing with all kinds of global challenges. On all these issues, our two countries need to increase exchanges and cooperation.
新形势下呢，我们两国啊，都应该审视啊，我们的两国关系啊，要建立什么样的两国关系啊，以什么样的合作来实现共赢啊，以什么样的合作啊来推动世界的和平与发展啊，这是我们两国人民关注的事，也是世界人民关注的事。
And under the new environment, we need to take a close look at our bilateral relationship. What kind of China-US relationship do we both want? What kind of cooperation can our two nations carry out for mutual benefit? And how can our two nations join together to promote peace and development in the world? These are things that not just the people in our two countries are watching closely, but the whole world is also watching very closely.
应从两国人民的利益出发，从人类发展进步着眼，我们能够创新思维，积极行动，共同来努力构建新型大国关系。Both
sides should proceed from the fundamental interests of our peoples and bear in mind human development and progress. We need to think creatively and act energetically so that working together we can build a new model of major country relationship.
我期待的从奥巴马总统呢，就我们共同关心的战略性问题，深入的交换意见，能够加深了解，促进全面合作。我也相信啊，我们这一次的会晤一定会取得积极的成果，为中美关系的发展注入新的活力。
President Obama, I look forward to having in-depth communication with you on major strategic issues of common interest to deepen our mutual understanding and push forward all-round cooperation. I'm confident that our meeting will achieve positive outcomes and inject fresh momentum into the China-US relationship.
Thank you very much, everybody.